I've been in drug testing for 29 years, and over these years, I've come up with a list of excuses. Some of the symptoms that they have coming into my office, they become breathlessness, dizzy when they try to give a sample, excessive sweating because they have to give a sample, urine or hair. They get sick. I've had somebody throw up before in the office because they had to give a sample. They shake a lot when they're signing their signature on that chain of custody. Heart palpitations, inability to speak or think clearly. These symptoms, believe it or not, has a medical term. Urophobia. It's a persistent, abnormal, irrational, unwarranted fear of urine or urinating. Believe it or not, this is a medical term. But I've never had anybody that actually had this medical condition in my office. All of them are actually a liar and a druggie. So they're lying about their symptoms. We do forensic testing. We don't do medical testing, which means HIPAA does not apply to us. And we still have people and lawyers that'll call me and say, you violated my client's HIPAA rights. No, we didn't. We are not medical. HIPAA only applies if they're monitored by a doctor. Little test. Vicks formula 44 will cause a positive for heroin. True or false? False. NyQuil for amphetamines. False. Tonic water will cause a positive for cocaine. False. Amoxicillin, a positive for cocaine. False. I still get these questions from attorneys that these things will cause positives. They will not. What about Vicks inhalers, positive for methamphetamines?